whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano. Welcome to Company Break. And this morning, it's a pleasure to welcome back into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, someone that's been away for a number of years, But known to most of you. You see him on television all the time. You hear his voice here on WCRI. It's Ed Smith, the president of Charahoe Furniture, is with us. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back again. You may not remember this, Ed, but it was almost 7 years ago the last time you were here. And on Company Break, back at the, we talked about all kinds of things that were happening back then.
Sure.
There's been a few changes since then. A few things have happened. Still for a lot of retailers getting over the pandemic and so forth. But let's start with a little bit of background about the company. I mentioned that a lot of people know you because of your television commercials you've been doing for years, both you and your daughter, Stephanie. It's interesting to watch someone like Stephanie grow up on television almost, you know,
yeah.
And a lot of people have been, I don't know, has it been like 8 or 9 years that she's been on TV now, probably?
I would say probably 11 years she's
11
been on TV,
years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, so there you go. And for someone that's still in her 20s, and you know, that's a long time.
It is, it is.
So you are the president.
That's correct.
And Stephanie is the COO.
That's correct.
Right. And let's go back up in time a little bit before there was a Stephanie, and talk about how did all this start? When did where did you come from?
Sure.
Did you grow up in Rhode Island?
I did. So I grew up in East Greenwich, graduated East Greenwich High School, and actually opened Charahoe Furniture in 1987. So we're going to be 35 years old this coming November, kind of a big year for us. I had worked at another furniture store, which is loved the business, didn't know a lot about it. I actually knew more about the back end, you know, regarding warehousing and delivery and upholstery and things like that. And just figured I'd give it a shot. And I would say after 35 years, it worked out quite well.
So how long did you work in another furniture company before you decided to make the big step?
Only 2 or 3 years. And they actually ended up going bankrupt within a month of me getting married. So I had just purchased a home, just got married, and was jobless.
Wow.
So I decided to open my own company with actually the gift money that we got from our wedding.
Wow.
So that was the beginning of Charahoe Furniture.
Well, that's amazing that, you know, you take a shot like that, and success stories are few and far between. I think most of the public realizes that small business owners, you know, there's like, I think, a 15% or something like that chance that it's going to last more than 5 years. And now here you are at 35 years. So you must be doing something right.
Yeah, I would say we are. We have a great niche. You know, our claim to fame is, you know, we're 100% American made. So a lot of furniture stores, a lot of competitors will advertise that they have some American made furniture, or they have some Amish furniture. It's all we do. We believe in it. We believe in everything about it. And that's what we've been doing for at least 25 of the 35 years. We went 101% American made, and there's not another store around that I'm aware that can say that. That's a full line furniture store that doesn't carry any imported product.
Or they would be saying it.
I think you're right.
Or they would be saying it, I'm sure. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, Stephanie, who has been very involved with the company. Are there other family members that are involved, or is it just you and her pretty much?
It's just the two of us. My mom was involved since day one, and she retired about it's probably been closer to 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She retired. Stephanie kind of took over her role, and it's worked out quite well. I get to spend 6 days a week with my daughter, and you know, we have a great relationship. She's brought something to the company with you know, youthful ideas. If you walked into Charahoe Furniture, even 15 years ago, we were very, very traditional, a lot of reproduction, you know, historically correct reproductions, things like that. And now, you know, you can find purple leather sofas and lipstick red sofas with chrome legs. I mean, we're very different. We're still the high-end American made. It still has to be that story. Right. But we do have some of that traditional still. But we definitely have a lot more in the transitional, casual, contemporary categories. And Stephanie's had a big influence on that.
Yeah, I remember years ago, it looked like you just stepped into a colonial workshop.
Yes.
You know, because everything there was of that colonial vintage. So that's changed now.
Absolutely.
And a little bit of something for everything, as I, so for everyone, as I say.
Yeah, and we've even seen people, you know, my age. You know, I just built a new home 4 or 5 years ago, and it's much more contemporary than what I would have bought 25 years ago for my home. So it seems to be a trend that people are living more casually. You know, the formal dining rooms are not as formal as they used to be. It's different. So it was a help to have her help. I'm going to say help me along.
Right. Well, you don't see a lot of people decorating their living rooms with Duncan Fife couches anymore.
That's exactly right.
But, I mean, you know, in some situations, people are looking for that, or they're looking for something new, but you have it all. Let's talk. You mentioned Amish furniture. Mm-hmm. It's not everything you carry is not Amish, right?
It's not. It's not. I mean, we have some very large vendors from right here in New England. Copeland Furniture out of Vermont is a very contemporary, again, back to contemporary, solid wood bedroom dining room company. We do most of our upholstery is made within the United States. It's all made in the United States, but in the Carolinas, Texas, yeah. Indiana, and those aren't Amish. Typically, I think we have one Amish brand that does leather and upholstery for us. The Amish product is mostly our wood, and we have actually 32 or 33 Amish brands right now. So there's no other store in New England that I'm aware of that has the access to the literally millions of options of Amish furniture.
So 32 brands of Amish furniture. A lot of people probably thought there was one brand.
Yeah. I mean, we have one brand out of Arcola, Illinois, that has about 75 individual workshops that work for that one brand. So wow. We actually represent hundreds of Amish workshops.
That's
just
amazing.
Under one roof, yeah.
Yeah, it's just people don't that are not obviously in the business that don't think about that, just think, oh, Amish is like, oh, it's like Broyhill. It's like, right. You know, it's like a brand name that of furniture.
Yes.
But that's really a whole category. Of
it is, and it's funny because people think of Amish, you know, you think of an oak roll-top desk or a Shaker dining room set, and yeah, they absolutely do that. We have access to all of that. But, you know, we do some really cool contemporary furniture that's made by Amish. You know, I have a piece on my floor that we always point out when, you know, people are looking in our store. It's a tiger maple and polished chrome with a blue stain. It's something that you don't think of blue stain on tiger maple.
Right.
And you don't think of that as Amish. But, you know, we try to buy a lot of one-of-a-kind, unique things that you're just not going to see in other stores.
Now, does that always translate to higher-end pricing? I mean, is there, in other words, the store, you're buying the top quality, you know, pretty much in the country.
You really are. I mean, obviously, there's a price that's inherent with solid wood, with handcrafted.
Right. Right.
You know, we always say if you buy a bedroom or a dining room from us, it's going to be in an antique store or it's going to be a family heirloom. You know, you buy it once.
I had, you know, my mother and father got married in 1938, and they received a bedroom set that was a traditional poster, mm-hmm. you know, post, whatever you call it, with the acorn top, you know,
yeah,
on the top
sure.
of the post. And that's been in the family and been passed from several people to several people and probably will continue. And that's the kind of furniture you're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, believe it or not, we still have vendors that make that style, rice-carved beds and things like that. We don't feature anywhere near as much as we used to.
Right.
But if somebody has a 1700s home and they're looking for historically correct pieces that go in that home, we still are known for having access to all of that.
So is this pretty much when you said that Stephanie's helped you out a lot in that direction, is some of that just generational or just a matter of taste that would change?
I mean, the industry was changing anyway. I mean, I had to go this direction, but she shops the international furniture market with me. And, you know, she probably sped up the process. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great that you have that relationship and you have that excuse me, ability to bring new products and bring different things. Let's talk about some of the individual rooms. You've mentioned bedrooms, you mentioned dining rooms and so forth, but pretty much every room in the house has something available from your store, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people don't know that we carry a full line of handcrafted mattresses. You know, that's something that people just think of us as heirloom quality furniture, but we do mattresses. COVID actually made a lot of homes have to put in home offices. People are working from home. We've seen an absolute boom in home office furniture. So we do custom, primarily Amish, solid wood home office furniture where you can, just like our bedrooms or dining rooms, you choose the wood species, you choose the finish, you choose the hardware, you choose the size. So we can custom build, you know, a home office for whatever room in your home.
Yeah, I think the thing we're trying to stress is the fact that whatever room in your home is important. If you have a family room and you're looking for bar stools or something like that, pretty much all across the board, there's
absolutely
something there that'll be good. Somebody talked to me the other day. We were talking about changes in designs, and one of the things we talked about was the fact that everybody used to have these big wooden glass top coffee tables in their living room, and that all of a sudden they're gone. Nobody has that anymore. Is that the kind of thing that just happens, and maybe they'll come back? Or
we still have traditional Tiger Maple reproduction coffee tables, but we have a lot of very unique, we do a ton of live edge furniture in both dining and coffee tables, occasional tables. We do a lot of epoxy river tables where they actually put an epoxy resin in the middle and kind of makes a river. Some are embedded with stones or shells. So a lot of one-of-a-kind cocktail tables and things like that.
Sounds extremely interesting. And if you'd like more information about this, there's a great website to go to, and it's very easy to remember because it's charahoefurniture.com. And you can go there, and there's some examples and things like store hours. I just want to touch on that before we take our first break here. You're open how many days a week?
So we have been open 7 days a week for pretty much the whole 35 years we've been in business. We think, you know, it needs to be convenient for the customer. So we are open Sundays, noon to 5, and Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 6 o'clock.
Wow, that's a lot of hours, and I'm sure that means that you're there a lot of hours.
I try to be there five and a half to 6 days a week. Yeah,
wow,
I try not to be there 7 days a week.
And so people don't have to see you to buy something, right? There are many other people that work there.
I have a great staff, very talented group of designers that work for me, and Stephanie, you know, or I will be happy to help a customer if we're available, but that's not our primary role there.
Right. Okay. And if you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way, call up and talk to someone, ask a question. There's a phone number they can call.
There is. So it's 401-539-9043.
All right. Charahoe Furniture will be back with more after this break. Company Break is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano. Very happy to be sitting with Ed Smith, the president of Charahoe Furniture, who most of you, I'm sure, have seen on television. You've heard here on WCRI. Both Ed and his daughter Stephanie have been doing advertisements on TV for a long time now. Stephanie, I think, almost 11 years. Yeah. And the business has been almost 35 years in existence. And it's charahoefurniture.com. If you want to go to that website and kind of follow along with us, you can do that. And Ed, we talked in the first segment about lots of varieties of furniture. I'm sure there are some clients or customers that walk in going, I have no idea what I want.
There's plenty of those.
I mean, it's like you walk in and you say, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. I'll take one of those. And then they'll walk 30 feet and say, oh, no, I'll take one of these. Well, that doesn't really go with that.
Sure.
You know, it's like a guy that wears a plaid shirt and a striped tie. Some people might need help with that, and you can do that.
We do that. We do that very well. We have four on-staff interior designers that will assist you in store or actually in your home. So you can actually make an appointment with one of our designers. They will come out to your home, and they will, you know, draw a floor plan. They'll help you with colors, placement, traffic patterns, you know, all of that. It's actually a free service. There's a deposit required that goes towards your furniture purchase, but there's no chart, there's no fee for the actual interior design. So like I said, if you're comfortable doing it in the store, that's fine. A lot of people are new construction. They'll bring us their blueprints. We can work off blueprints quite a bit. But others would prefer that the designer actually comes into the home and sees that heirloom piece of furniture or that baby grand piano that we have to work around in the room and, you know, keep those pieces and work in some new pieces. And they're very, very good at that. We have some really talented people that work for us.
I think people forget how important that is. A lot of people build a house or design a house or buy a new house and they, okay, we dealt with the architect. We've done that. Now we're done. And then the most important part is the part that you're going to be sitting on or looking at all day long.
Sure.
So that's a very important part of what goes into your quality of life almost, you know, that everything is convenient, feels good together.
Right.
And you have four designers that are able to do that, right?
Yeah, we actually have some salespeople that are, we have everyone that goes on the floor before they greet a customer has to do an online training, which includes some interior design. But we actually have four people that are college educated as designers. So yeah, we can, like I said, help you as little or as much as you would like.
Yeah, some people I'm sure say, nope, this is what I want.
Absolutely.
I know what I want. But I would think in your case at that level, those are fewer than the ones that are like, boy, there's a lot to choose from here.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, speaking of employees, you have more than you and Stephanie there, right?
Yeah. So right now we're at 11 employees, and we're all running. We're I'm going to say probably a little understaffed, but we've probably always been a little understaffed. I don't believe in having a lot of people just sitting around. So
right.
We stay very, very busy. You know, people think, you know, we're a little store in Richmond, Rhode Island. Last year we actually shipped to 14 states out of a store in Richmond, Rhode Island. That surprises a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Now, the management of the building, you say you try to be there five and a half days a week, and Stephanie's there sometimes. You have other people that have certain responsibilities as managers? And
yeah,
like
I do. So we have you know, a warehouse manager that runs the shipping department. Stephanie really runs the day-to-day operations, but we have a store manager, sales manager, Jess Sullivan, who is actually one of our very talented designers as well. So she does greet customers, but she oversees the store operations when Stephanie and I are not around.
Uh-huh. And that's got to be pretty comforting to you, to a relatively small number of employees for business, that you can have people like that you can count on.
There's no doubt. She's very valued. And all of, I mean, we enjoy working with all of our employees.
That's great. And, you know, I mentioned to you before we started, everybody, it seems, in business these days is short-staffed. So if you've been in the furniture business and you want to say, hey, maybe I'd like to work for Charo Furniture, you can give that a call, right?
Yeah. I always, all my ads always start with sell things you can be proud of. When I start training a new salesperson, I tell them how cool this story is, because you don't have to say this one's from China or Vietnam and this one's it's all American made. It's all customizable. It's all, you know, just great quality. So you can really be proud of everything that we sell.
Now, you mentioned warehouse manager, and I did not picture a warehouse at Charo Furniture.
Yeah, we have a lot of furniture in stock. So you know, people think of us as, you know, a mom and pop that has the floor samples that you're seeing that we can custom order off of. And to be perfectly honest, that's probably 90% of our volume. Some people change something. They change a finish, they change a fabric, they change a configuration, whatever. But for somebody who's looking to furnish a home and they need it next week, we have lots of furniture in stock. I mean, recliners, hundreds of recliners, mattresses, hundreds of mattresses. So we can deliver furniture immediately if you don't want to change something about the piece the way we stock it.
The whole mattress thing is like a whole other world in itself, because there are so many brands out there, and
yep.
how to do this and how does this feel. You have the ability to say, what are you looking for? Something hard, something soft, something, you know, and lots of choices there.
There are, and so it can be one of the most confusing things to buy. I mean, it really is a blind item. You know, we take the approach the same as we do with our furniture, that it has to be the highest quality, handcrafted. We actually have a private labeled line made by a company in Hartford, Connecticut. They've been in business since 1895. They do double-sided flippable mattresses, which people don't even know that you can still buy double-sided flippable mattresses. Hmm. But, you know, so we have about 25 different comfort choices on display. You know, a lot of them have organic cotton, organic wool. They have that all the GOTS certified for the people that really want organic. We do that. So it's a great line. People see a lot of the one-sided, not flippable, they're not made to last. These are great quality. They're made the way they were made, 25, 30 years ago.
Right. Now, it would seem logical that if you have one-sided mattress and it's going to last for 5 years, and you buy a two-sided mattress that's flippable, does that mean it's going to last 10 years?
Sure. I mean, if you properly flip and rotate, absolutely. Yeah. You're going to get extended life out of your mattress.
So even though it might cost a little more in the long run.
And more times they don't. They really don't. I mean, a lot of these brands, and over the years, I've actually sold some of the brands that everybody knows. There's an awful lot of marketing dollars built into those.
Sure.
So, they spend enormous amounts of money on marketing. And obviously, the end consumer is paying for that cool marketing.
That's right. I mean, you can take that in almost in any brand of anything.
You know,
a dollar can of Coke really costs about 2 cents to produce.
Right.
And the rest of it's marketing.
Right.
So that's true also in the furniture business. The interior design aspect intrigues me a lot because you have the opportunity to get some fresh ideas from someone that you might not even be thinking about when you walk in. And this is how this would fit in your house, that kind of thing. Or we can maybe have you thought about this? Or have you thought about instead of an L-shaped couch, maybe you want to go with two sections or that kind of thing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, we really encourage, and I think my design team really talks to the customer, how are you going to use the room? Who's going to use the room? You know, is there a 72-inch TV in this room or is it a reading room? So we don't try to jam their styles into the customer's house. You know, it's really about what the customer wants, and then they'll just kind of guide them with what would probably work best.
And the other aspect of that is who's using the furniture. Is it going to be a brand new family with a 2-year-old, sure, a 3-year-old, and a 6-year-old, okay, or is it a retired couple?
That's exactly right.
And so all kinds of things go into the qualifications of what furniture should fit where. So Charahoe Furniture is what we're talking about, and Ed Smith is here talking with us. And the other thing that is amazing to me is the 35 years in business and the trends that you've probably seen come and go and how people react when they walk in the store. And when I mentioned earlier that the warehouse surprised me, because I was almost envisioning that you walk in and you see that couch that you mentioned, or that coffee table that you mentioned, and say, I'll take that one, and expect to, back your pickup truck in and take it away. That's not the way it works.
So, I mean, sure, it happens. It happens. But more times than not, like I said, they'll be buying something either out of our warehouse, or they'll be saying, I want to change the length of that sofa. I want to change the base of that sofa. So when we say custom, a lot of furniture stores will say they customize a sofa, and there'll be 100 fabrics to choose from. More times than not, we're going to have 1,000 to 1,200 fabrics, but you can change the arm and the length and the back and the base, the trim, the cushion construction, whether you want goose down or firm. So we really mean you can customize it from the ground up, just like our bedrooms and dining rooms. We do it with upholstery as well.
Because it's going to be made for that person.
It's going to be made for that person.
Now, does that mean it's going to happen 2 years from now by the time they get it? Or what is it?
Well, it's funny. Pre-COVID, we were quoting pretty much 60 days for almost everything. During COVID, supply chain issues, labor issues, a lot of issues. We've had some companies go out to 6-7 months. Mm-hmm. We are seeing that start to come back to reality a little bit. Most of our companies are more in the 3-4 month time frame right now. So COVID was actually an absolute windfall for the furniture industry. But the lead times did get stretched out quite a bit.
And all the product that goes into making it, all the wood, everything else, those prices have changed and become harder to get.
Yes.
And it's caused lots of problems in lots of industries. If someone orders something like that, it's going to take a while. Does it get shipped to you and then delivered to the house that it's supposed to go to? Or
correct.
Does it ship,
yeah. So everything comes into our warehousing facility. We have staff that looks at it, opens it, preps it. I mean, if there's a mirror, the mirror is washed. That's what we do. Everything is dusted. Every inch is inspected. It's blanket wrapped, put on our own trucks, delivered and set up in your home by our own staff. With that said, I mentioned 14 states. If it's outside of about a four-hour window from our warehousing facility, we use outside vendors to ship to, you know, Florida, for example.
Sure. Yeah, of course. But I think it's important that the product comes to you, the expert,
yes.
Where you can look it over, where I might look at something, you know, and think, oh, I can remember one time a car rental, the guy says, walk around in cars, see what's the problem. And I said, it looks good to me. And then he said, well, there's a ding over here, there's a crack over here. And, you know, people don't know it unless they're an expert.
Sure.
So I think that's a very important process, that it comes to you first.
It is. And, you know, with the level of furniture we sell, I think people should expect that. You know, you hear the horror stories of the people buying online. They open the box and the chair is supposed to have four legs, but three are still attached and the other one's broken off in the box from freight damage. That would never happen with Jarrah Hope Furniture because we would never bring anything to you in a box. It's you know, blanket wrapped. It's been pre-inspected.
Kind of like a little baby.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, it's been great to see you again and find out a little bit more about Jarrah Hope Furniture. I'm always learning something, and the fact that you have so much product available now, and things have changed so much from the tradition that it was 35 years ago,
yeah.
where it was pretty much colonial, I guess, is in layman's terms, yeah. what the product line was, to now having a little bit of something for everything.
Yes, we do.
Well, so once again, go to jarrahofurniture.com. You'll get all the information there. They are open 7 days a week, so pretty much they're going to be open when you want to go. Probably not at midnight, but other than that, 7 days a week. So say hi to Stephanie for me, and nice to see you again.
Nice seeing
and,
you.
And a big event coming up in just a couple weeks, right,
for yes, Stephanie? We're actually closing our furniture store on August 20th for Stephanie's wedding.
Wow.
So we don't close the store very often. I think Christmas, Thanksgiving, three or four times a year. But this is the first time we've ever closed our store and had all of our employees are actually attending Stephanie's wedding. So big day at Jarrah Hope Furniture.
Well, great. I wish her the best of luck and you too. And thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll see you all next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.